Hey, I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast.
Coronavirus edition two.
I was going to say, we are again recording separately because Corona. We're on the Geek Nerdy Podcast Network. Check out all the other podcasts. Join our Facebook group, especially in this hard time of Corona. If you're looking for something to do, there's like articles posted in there all the time.
We've been talking about shows we're watching, just random things to keep
going. Oh my gosh, someone posted about Family Karma, and I finally saw a thing for that.
What'd you think?
It looks really interesting, but I think it's one of those shows I need to binge watch.
Yeah.
So I might wait for it to like pile up.
Good idea. I saw the beginning of last night, or an episode played after Vanderpump Rules. I watched like the first like 3 minutes, and it looked kind of interesting. I think it's about like these families who are like friends, like their moms are all friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got from it. And then it's just like obviously drama, but I agree. I think it's when you need a binge.
Yeah, I'm like, I was kind of into it. Like, I'm not opposed, so.
Also, for everybody's knowledge, Alicia and I applied for Love is Blind because it's coming to Chicago, so wait to see if we're on it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this podcast might be in a three-week hiatus if we make it, but I highly doubt because
we're
like
normal
people.
Well, they'll have to go after the coronavirus.
Meredith, we'd be such boring TV because we're literally such normal people.
I don't know.
Mexica like Jessica.
That's true. I don't feel like I'm that big of a mess, just a minor mess.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't, like, seriously dated anyone for a long time, so I don't know. And this is, like, fast. Like, you get engaged. That part weirds me out, but I'm in it. You know what? If I can get a few more Facebook followers or Instagram followers, let's do it.
Okay, Grandma.
Also, please rate, review, and subscribe. We didn't get any new rates or reviews. I don't know about
Help us during this rough time. Give us some.
Hey, what else are you guys doing?
Yeah, the perfect time.
You have no excuse. If you listen, just write a little review. We take constructive criticism. Just make it 5 stars. Okay, do you want to mix it up?
I'm
not drinking anything.
Having water. I have the stomach flu, everybody, which is so fine. Always sick here.
I have water too, so cheers.
Cheers. Clink, clink.
All right. Let's just, also, I just realized I forgot to post on Facebook and ask for everyone's feedback. My bad. I'm so sorry. I was honestly today hit at 3 o'clock and I was like, I was on Instagram and I saw Danny Pellegrino, the Bravo King. He posted something about Katie, and I was like, oh, my effing God, I forgot to watch. And then I had a really quick watch to the episode, so
that's
I totally
right.
forgot. But also, everyone, Andy Cohen has Corona.
I know. So sad. He, like, talked about the saddest part is that he, like, can't be with his son.
I know, and his son's so cute.
No, but the Navy is fine, everybody. The Prince of Bravo is A-okay.
He's going to make it. He's going to make it. It's fine. So should we get into this episode?
Let's do it. I kind of like
what
this
you
one.
Think?
I'm happy the wedding's
say,
over.
I didn't hate this episode. I found it kind of interesting.
I laughed
Although,
so hard during some parts.
Same. Oh, my God. But whoever edited this did a lot of, like, one conversation, another conversation, third conversation, two, three. So instead, I know we're going to go, like, we usually go, like, places because it's the easiest way, I think. But, like, maybe we could just finish up certain conversations, just, like, one and done.
Especially at the end.
Yeah, oh, my God. It could just kept bouncing, and I was like, ugh, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. No, I agree.
All right. Previously on Vanderpump Rules, Kristen fights with Katie and Stassi while they're at the wedding.
Shocker.
Dana apologizes to Max about not believing him and then, like, breaking up with him for no reason. And Max kind of rejects her apology.
So sad.
James has agreed to try and be sober for Raquel. And Brittany and Jack got married, and we're finally hopefully done with that storyline, but we're not because it's brought up again in this episode.
Yes, I know. It's all right. Whatever.
It's fine. So let's start. It opens up at Jax and Brittany's house for no fucking reason.
No, I think this was fine because it casts, like, it basically ended the wedding in a sense. I mean, it was very small. Jax just carries Brittany into
He carries house. Her in. We go Good. Back he, there, whatever.
He should have to carry her in.
Should we go to Tom Tom?
Yeah.
Okay. So Max Schwartz is working. There. Yeah, Schwartz is in. Oh my god, he's so sad about his lizard named Dog.
Oh my god, I can't believe he died, but Schwartz is doing the right thing and having a memorial pool party.
Did you see he was like, yeah, I'm going to throw like a pool party, and Max is like, really? Like, he was like, for a lizard? Okay.
I love how extra this is. I want to start doing things. I want to start living my life like this.
This whole episode was extra, and I loved every little thing about it.
I agreed. I love that Max says he'll get a ripped dog tattoo.
Oh, my God. Amazing. But then Tom asked Max about Dana.
Mm-hmm. Max says they broke up, and he's tired of Danica meddling in all this shit.
Yeah, Danica's, like, going to be blacklisted from Tom Tom. And Tom Sandoval's, like, not against this at the time.
Okay, what I've learned in this episode is Tom Schwartz is just a yes man. He's like, no, I totally understand. Like, do what you need to do, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And he's like, I agree, great move. But also, did you notice that they always drop 86? I'm an 86er. I've never heard that in my life.
Yeah, I'm an 86er. I'm an 86er. I've heard that before, but I, like, kind of don't know what it means. Let me look it up. 86-ing someone.
I think, while you're looking this up, I think, while this is personal for Max, I love how petty he is being with this, because Danica's the worst. And I'm pretty sure at some point in this episode, they showed a flashback of all the shit Danica's been talking about him, about everything. And it's kind of ridiculous. I think she deserves to be blacklisted, even just for a day.
I agree. Like, I'm kind of not about her. But 86ing means it's English slang. Oh, American English slang, sorry. For getting rid of something or bearing it, ejecting someone or refusing service.
Well, weird.
We would love to see them 86 Danica out of this Vanderpump Rules series.
Yes.
Sorry, my notes are like a fucking mess. But yeah, so Tom's all about it. He's like, yeah, she said, oh, she was rude to that's what I was trying to say. She was like rude to Richardson or something.
Yes, I forgot about that. They literally breezed past that, which is like so dumb. They're trying to anchor this blacklist in like a real issue, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't, whatever. Let's go to Sir.
Yeah, we got Ariana and Tom behind the bar.
Yeah, and Dana comes up and starts asking about this wedding.
Oh, God.
She talks about Max, you know, we're over, I apologize.
She says they're not speaking, which is crazy to me.
Yeah, she's, like, kind of coming to terms with the fact that her and Max probably aren't going to date again.
Yeah, and they, like, Ariana and Tom say, like, it's probably easier since, like, you weren't really, like, dating for that long. But at the same time, I feel like that kind of sucks because you never knew what it really was.
Yeah, that's what Ariana was saying. Because Tom was like, it's only been like 3 months. And Ariana's like, but, you know, like, it's new and, you know.
You're excited.
Whatever.
Still.
And Danica's also working.
Yes. Talking to Raquel about being blacklisted. I'm so curious who told her that she's blacklisted.
Yeah, I don't know. If Max is just saying this now, how would anyone know? It wasn't Richardson because she was rude to him.
The producers.
And then Raquel talks to Danica about Lala reaching out. Now, this was the part I was like, ears perked up.
Yeah, same. Because Raquel said that Lala texted her about everything going on with James, which I really loved the text she sent.
Yeah. She was just kind of like... Like, I've been through it. If you need support, I'm here for it, which was great of Lala. But at the same time, I understand where Raquel's coming from, where she's like, I don't really want to see Lala. And then we get a great flashback of all the times Lala yelled at Raquel.
Last season.
Are you really that dumb?
Oh, my God.
Idiot.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, I kind of forgot about all that. And, like, I'm happy Raquel is trying to stick up for herself this season and, like, basically say, like, I don't want to be friends with her. I'll definitely hear her out, but I'm trying to get closure with this conversation, which
yeah.
is, like...
I was kind of into Raquel. Is that weird? That's weird.
No.
I'm never that into Raquel.
I liked it. I think she's, like, obviously, like, she's not someone to always stick up for herself, so these little bits is, like, really big for her, I feel like. So while we may, like, brush over it and be like, oh, my God, you're barely sticking up for yourself, this seems like to be a lot for her that I'm really proud of her.
Yeah, yeah. She was great. And we'll get more to her because I thought her date was fantastic. But let's go to Jackson Brittany's house really quick. They're opening some good-ass wedding gifts.
Yeah, they got some wraps.
Towels.
Yeah.
Towels. And Jackson's like... season tickets to the Kings, a jet ski. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God. We all get Jack dropping that he better get great gifts because he spent a fortune on that wedding.
Of course he did.
Bring
oh, my God.
Again.
This is where he didn't know the difference between a PowerPoint and a bullet point.
The best.
Cracked up. Like, this was one of the moments I just started laughing.
This is where I'm like, you cannot be 40.
He's like, I made PowerPoint.
Brittany was saying, like, I got so many compliments on the wedding, and your vows. People couldn't believe you wrote those yourself.
Which I was like, I believe it.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, I was just, like, really nervous about them, that I had to write them down in PowerPoint. And then whenever he's doing his interview... he was doing his interview, the producer was like, PowerPoint? And he was like, yeah, you know, I love the graphic they put up there.
I know, we
things
do.
Things and stuff.
It was amazing. Loved it.
I'm shocked he knows what PowerPoint is.
I don't think he does.
No, I mean, the way he described it, he knows what, like, the little slide is like, and you put the bullet points, but he just thought the bullet points were called PowerPoints, too.
Oh, my God, I cannot. He's so dumb. Also, though,
he grew up in an age
without technology because he's like 100.
He's so happy that this damn wedding is over.
Oh,
and I am
cheers.
Happy as well.
But his muscles aren't because he's got to carry Brittany up all those stairs.
Oh, my God, I love that.
He's like, are you really going to make me do this? And she's like,
yeah,
just carry me up.
Oh, my God, she's so dramatic.
I can't do my Brittany accent with Carrie.
That's okay.
Carry. Just carry me up. let's go to Dog's funeral party.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I keep thinking it says Doug.
I know. My notes are so weird.
Tom is really taking this hard. He got flowers and he has posters.
Yes.
Ripped Dog's 2019 to 2019.
The music when they were walking in obviously was, like, edited in, but that was beautiful. I love that Sasha was like, I don't know if I should laugh or cry. Like, this is so weird.
Yeah, Tom's just kind of a lizard guy, though. An amphibian.
Yes.
He loves reptiles.
Yeah, he's always been a reptile guy.
Tom's speech, though, pushed me over the edge. When he's talking about how Dog had depression... but he always tried to get Dog out in the sun, and they had their moments, and it was so fucking cute.
And then they poured one out for him with the warm Miller Lite.
Yeah, pour one out for Dog. So cute.
Insane.
Schwartz
tried to, like, resuscitate him. He tried to put him in cold water, warm water.
he loves this lizard more than he loves Katie.
Oh, that is so
up. Bo even has a little moment. He was with Schwartz when they got Dog.
I know.
Honestly, Sandoval is such a good friend. He is standing there with Schwartz. As Schwartz goes on about his dead lizard that he knew for like 3 weeks. And Sandoval's like, yeah, dude, it's hard on you. I get that.
Like,
just let it all out. And Schwartz is like actually going to cry. And then... they do the amazing, like, picture slide, whoever edited Bravo,
yes.
Amazing. And his eulogy.
Yes. And then at the very end when he goes, gone too soon.
Oh, it was so cute. And the fact that, like,
it.
Katie is, like, putting up with this. She's, like, allowing all this to happen.
Yeah.
I think she just, like, thinks it's hilarious. Like, at this point, Katie's she's like, yeah, whatever.
Katie's like, I'm here for the pool party. I heard there were going to be booze, so, like.
Yeah, some more Miller Lights.
Order some posters. We can do it.
Honestly, this is something she would do for her child. Like, oh, your goldfish died. We'll throw a funeral.
And yeah.
I think she's, like, in that mindset where she's like, yeah, okay. You do you, honey.
Did you see the other people at the pool, like, the looks they were
yes!
giving? They were like, what the fuck is going on here?
Oh, my God. I had a note about all the random people that just, like, looked on past this lizard.
Oh, God.
Should we go to Villa Rosa really quick?
Heck, yeah, because don't worry. Jax and Brittany aren't at the funeral. They couldn't attend. They have to go get their wedding present from Lisa.
Yeah, so... T-God, Brittany is not pregnant. She just doesn't
oh
want
God.
Rosé.
I love the insane clarification that she is indeed not pregnant.
I know. She's like, or Lisa's like, you're not? And Brittany goes, positive. And she goes, you're
yeah.
positive? And she's like, no, like, I'm not pregnant. I'm positive that I'm not pregnant. But then
but
she goes, crying. Oh, my God, I almost died. She goes, we used to just spray and pray, and now we just spray and don't pray.
Yeah.
And I was like, you guys are old enough where you should be using some form of birth control. This is outrageous.
Yeah, like, you can afford birth control or condoms.
Why are you spraying and praying? Oh,
like,
my God.
WTF.
That's
yeah,
some Kentucky shit, if I ever heard some. It's like those Kentucky teenagers just trying not to get pregnant because they're not supposed to have sex. They're like,
yeah.
we'll just spray and pray.
But didn't Brittany once say, like, I don't know where I, like, saw this, whether she did, like, a podcast or an interview, but she said she's trying to make sure she times it correctly with Stassi's wedding because she doesn't want to be like Phoebe from Friends where she gets stuck at home.
Yeah, well, Stassi's wedding is probably canceled right now, so...
When is it supposed to be?
I think this summer in Italy.
Yeah, but it's probably late summer, so I would hold off on canceling, I feel like.
Oh, my gosh. Italy's canceled for the next who knows how long. They are a mess right now during this coronavirus.
Well, maybe in 6 months it'll be better.
Hopefully. Here's praying for that.
We need this wedding.
My mom wants to go to Italy in 2022, and she's already like, I don't know if it'll be open by then.
Oh, my God. You're cracking me up.
To which I was like, it better fucking be open. I was about to get a free trip, Mom.
Hey, I got all my stuff. For our audience, I was supposed to go to Europe on Friday. I'm devastated.
Mm-hmm.
I got all my money refunded.
You did?
And then, like, a voucher for my main flight, which is fine because I'll just take this trip later.
Oh, my God. So
but
happy
yeah.
for you.
Yes. I now am, like, $500 more.
Oh, love it. Congrats.
Thank you. But anyway, speaking about spending a lot of money... Lisa's
mm-hmm.
present is given to the lovely newlyweds. And Jack is not happy.
It's a Tiffany tea set. And he says that... What?
I thought it was sweet. I thought it was very Lisa.
Yeah, oh, it's very cute. But Jack has a good point where, like, it's probably not going to get a lot of use.
No.
But, like, it's a cute idea. Like, Brittany with her fairy tales, of course she's going to throw a themed party that involves some sort of tea party.
Here's the thing,
that sounds like Brittany.
I was about to say, out of all the cast, I feel like Brittany is the one who would actually use this the most. Like, she will throw tea parties.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Well, what's next?
Back to the pool party.
Okay, well, Danica goes up to Max, right?
Danica says she isn't happy that Max is talking shit about her. Oh, how the tables have turned.
Oh, my God, yeah. She's, like, actually super fucking pissed. And she starts clapping at him, which
the
Toms did
not
enjoy.
Like, yeah. Mm-mm,
oh, my gosh, but my favorite was she's like, you're going to try and ban me from my own sister restaurant, and I want to be like, I've never heard them called that, but like,
no,
okay,
yeah, like, if you're that upset, why aren't you, like, talking to Lisa then, being like, this isn't fair.
Also, I love how the Toms have, like, not really been consulted on this decision.
Well, I mean, one was, but let's be honest, that's not, we've learned earlier in this season, that is not who you consult for things.
Yeah,
you do
the
not
one that
short.
No one trusts.
Yeah. But yeah, yeah, it's kind of crazy that Danica gets so pissed off and she's like, you just weren't going to tell me. Like, that's ridiculous. And Max was like, I wanted you just to show up and tell you that you couldn't come in, which I get.
Oh,
this.
I loved that.
This is like the level of pettiness is on fire.
She's like, that's how it's going to be? Well, that's not how it's going to be.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. I'm not going to let you, do this to me. Basically, I'm just not going to show up to Tom Tom now. So he gets exactly what he wanted.
So I was like, whatever. Ooh, weird.
But then Max walks over after fighting with Danica. Max walks over to the Toms to talk about it. And he says he's fine. He's just a little bit rattled.
Yeah, and he explains why he's trying to get rid of Danica, or 86 her, and he makes, because at first, when he was first talking about it at Tom Tom with Tom Schwartz, it sounded like there was a legit reason, but
yes,
this time, it sounds really just personal.
100%. Yeah,
just
whenever
some BS.
Whenever he first talked to Schwartz about it at Tom Tom, it more seemed like she's causing drama while here, while at the restaurant. She's, starting things with our staff. She is also saying these things about me, and I just don't need this drama here. But now, at the pool party, it's she's just going around town and talking shit. And Sandoval's like, wait a minute. Whoa, we can't do that. And he's like, what percentage is this personal? And Max gives the dumbest answer.
90%.
90%. Yeah. Come on, at least say 50.
But then Sandoval was like, you can't do this again. So is Danica blacklisted, or
maybe she was for a week.
Just we're gonna advise that you don't go there when Max is working. Maybe that.
Maybe.
If Max is here, you can't be.
Yeah.
Because you're gonna impact his whatever.
I'm sure she doesn't want to be there anyways, after being told from somebody else she's blacklisted.
True. Well, you know who's blacklisted from the pool party, Meredith?
Kristen.
Woo! Sorry about it.
Sorry, not sorry.
And then Sheena brings it up. She's like, hey, I'm going over to Kristen's tonight. The fuck's happening? Do I tell her about this pool party? And Stassi and Katie were kind of harsh, but at the same time, they were just kind of over it, I think.
Yeah, but I feel like they feel that if they lay it on Sheena, and Sheena said, I'm going to go and tell Kristen all of this, that, maybe, it'll get through Kristen's head, because obviously, the other conversations they're having are not working. So, maybe if they just bitch it all at, bitch to, Sheena, she will just, she'll have to be, what's it called? The messenger and kind of tell Kristen everything. And maybe she'll actually, listen to Sheena this time.
Yeah, I feel like the problem at this point isn't even Carter. It's just the fact that, they don't know Kristen anymore. They only get to see a side of her. And they're kind of, sick and fucking tired of that. It's so sick and tired of it that the Witches of WeHo Wine is about to die.
Yeah, that was crazy to see, because I've seen it on social media, in present day still. But they, Sheena brings up that, Kristen is kind of pissed at Katie. Stassi's immune because she has a lot going on. But, Katie is doing nothing but isn't helping out with the wine brand. And Katie is like, I have a lot going on. Cue the flashbacks of Katie knitting.
Oh, my God.
Doing nothing.
I loved this. I loved these flashbacks. I was laughing the whole time. It was so funny. She's, standing, and then she's sitting knitting, and then she's, on her bed with her dog. And then she has that great line where she's like, can we get this part of my day over so I can go back to watching TV? And I'm that's me during coronavirus. And
yeah,
that's what I'm
so
doing during Corona. And I want to see a live video of me. It's Katie.
That's how I feel, during my, 8-hour work shift. I'm like, can we just wrap this up so I can lay down on the couch and watch all the TV I've been recording round the clock?
Yeah, but I get this. I've been where Katie is, I feel like, where I'm like, I don't really know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's me all the time. But, I don't have hobbies. This might be my one and only hobby that
I
have.
I know, same. I have things that fill my time, but I don't have, something I consistently do.
Yeah, and Katie doesn't work at Sir anymore because she doesn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not, she's not depressed like Ariana, so she doesn't, like, feel the need to leave the house.
Yeah.
And her husband's probably gone doing tom-tom stuff all the time, and she just has this dog, and she's like, what should I do? But yeah. I loved it. I love that Katie openly was like, yeah, I don't really know what I'm doing, but, like, I could do Kristen's shirt line if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Which I thought was kind of, that was kind of harsh, but I was like, I know. Oh, okay.
I thought it was kind of funny, though, but it definitely was harsh. And I think for a minute, Katie forgot that, like, Sheena was going to take all this information back to Katie. Or back to
Yeah, Kristen. But I think Katie's in that mind where she's like, I know Kristen will forgive me if needed. Because Kristen just needs friends, I think.
Yeah.
So I think she's kind of like, whatever, I'll say what I want. And if Kristen still sticks around, it shows how pathetic she can be.
But Stassi right? says it best that she, yeah. Stassi says it best, though, I think, about, like, where she's at with it. Where she's like, this isn't about Carter anymore. It's honestly not. It's like, it's been so long that, like, I feel like though, like, Katie and Stassi cannot talk about Carter or where this limbo situation is at or any of the relationship or even Carter's name without Kristen flipping out that they just like, well, that's 90% of your life. So what are we going to, we're not close anymore then.
Yeah. No, I get it. 100%. Really quick. Stassi looked amazing at this pool party.
Yes.
Fantastic. Holy
that
cow.
Headband with the hair. I loved it. I loved it all.
The black tank. It looks so good. She looks fantastic. Katie, on the other hand, did an interview with crimped hair.
I finally noticed the crimped hair, to be honest.
Stop crimping your hair.
It was one time. It seems like it's over and done with.
I hope so, because her next interview, she looked fabulous. So, Dana and Matt start talking at this pool party.
Yeah, this kind of made me sad.
Me too. I felt like Dana doesn't fully comprehend why Max is, like, sad. Is that weird? Did you get that vibe?
Yes, I think she, like, I think she thinks it's dumb that he's, like, holding on to this, like, oh, the girls are talking about me. Because, like, I think girls aren't used to it, that it's like, oh, whatever, just move on. Like, people are always going to talk. But, like, I think Max is more so upset that, like, she let it affect them.
Yeah, I do, too. I think he's hurt that Dana took what Danica said to heart over who Max was being. Because he even said, he's like, the minute we kissed, I didn't do anything.
Yeah, I've been so honest since we've kissed, yeah.
And I don't think Max gets vulnerable anymore. I don't know. I don't want to be on Max's side, but I kind of am. I see where he's coming from.
I understand his frustrations, but it kind of makes me mad that he isn't, like Dana said, like, she is, like, or he's focusing on, like, Danica and stuff instead of, like, talking things out with Dana and, like, kind of, like, working through his feelings and, like, maybe they could proceed then. I think he is kind of getting too bogged down.
I think Max genuinely likes Dana and wants to get back with her, but this reminds me of, like, a high school relationship where you just have so much pride that you, like, can't be the one to be, like, even though you did me wrong, I do like you, which, like, in high school is fine, but these kids are well out of high school by now, like, being an adult, have an adult relationship.
Yep, 100% agree.
And then we all get invited to Tom Sandoval's birthday party. It's
heck, yes.
The theme is extra, so be your
I love it.
Extra self, because Tom Sandoval is the extraest person we know.
Oh, so extra. I love this
flash
theme.
To him shaving his forehead. Cracked up. Lost it.
I love this theme. I love that they do theme parties on the show because I wish people did them more. I've always enjoyed a good theme.
Same.
I'm doing a theme birthday party if Corona doesn't make me cancel it this summer. So woo-hoo! Like, I am all on board.
Same. I love themes. I'm about it too. Even
yeah.
if I, like, I don't want to participate in the theme necessarily, I'll still try my best. Like, I might not be the best dressed or whatever, but, like, I'll show up. I'll play into the theme. I love it.
And this seems pretty easy because it's be your most extra self. That is, like,
it's you.
Open to interpretation. Yeah.
Yeah, however you want to do it. So then we go to Vanderpump Dogs.
Yes.
And
Lala's
there volunteering.
Love it. I think this is great because while we can shit on a lot of the cast for not working at Vanderpump anymore, like, let's be honest, they've outgrown it. But I love that Lala is donating her time because she obviously doesn't need the money to, like, work anywhere, but she, like, wants to do something and do something for good.
Agreed. Also, I have to say, there were, like, many storylines happening, but the mm-hmm. one that, like, pulled my attention was Lala, James, Raquel. Like, I fully
agreed.
Was, like, engulfed in these storylines. So when James and Raquel
so
walked in, I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God,
yeah.
oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God,
yeah,
what's going to happen?
I kept waiting. I was like, okay, this, like, pool party's cool, and, like, the dog, memorial was the second best part, but, like, you're just waiting for what happens next because, you know, that, like, Lala texted Raquel, so it's like, oh, my God, when are they going to meet up? What are they going to say? What's going to happen?
Yeah, and I think, like the pool party is, like, fun, and, like, your extra party is, like, fun, but
mm-hmm.
this is, like, some sort of conflict. It's between three people that I, like,
yep.
kind of really like, so I, like, don't know where it's going to go, and so I'm, like, really excited. But James talks to Lisa, and we find out that Lisa invited James over this weekend to talk. She's worried about him, but at the same time, she doesn't feel like she can put her time into him anymore because of what's happened in the past.
Yeah, she stopped texting him. She said she hasn't been in contact with him for a while, but feels like now is a good opportunity to talk.
I miss when Lisa was James's mom instead of Jax's mom.
Ugh, I know. Jax does not need a mom. He has a mom that is more than capable. James has an alcoholic mother who, like, he can't have.
Who he supports.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. But I was like, Lisa, I think, is very hesitant about it.
Mm-hmm.
But James, like, kind of put in the effort to reach out. So I think
yes.
that was a really good move on his part. Lisa, to me, I didn't like how she was, like, how nervous she was or, like, apprehensive about it. Because, like, James is just this, like, 25-year-old kid who clearly has a drinking problem and is just looking for someone. And I just want to be
yeah.
like, Lisa, I understand you can't be there, like, for him anymore. But if he reaches out, like, I think that's a first stepping stone, you know? Like, no need to ignore him for 7 hours or whatever it was.
Well, Ian, he, like, really respects her. Like, he has always
yeah.
shown her great respect. Even when he's yelled at her, he, like, apologizes and, like...
He wrote a
like,
letter.
Yeah, like, I think he treats her very well. I think she's just nervous because I don't think she wants to put her heart into it and, like, be disappointed again. Because that's, like, really hard to, like, try your best and, like, try to get him help, and then he just doesn't do anything and actually goes in the complete opposite. I think she's just,
yeah.
like... tired of, like, being set up for failure. So I think she's just hesitant more so than
yeah.
anything else.
And she said it best where she was like, it's hard to help someone who doesn't want to help themselves, which I get completely.
Yeah.
Like, that's the most difficult thing. But then we also have Raquel and Lala kind of, this was kind of awkward-ish.
This was so weird.
Like,
I don't think this was planned for them to actually come into Vanderpump Dogs.
I don't think it was either because Lisa and Lala were both like, what do we do?
Yeah. And, like, and Raquel usually looks fabulous on this show. She did not look that
oh
bad.
Oh, my God, no. But, like,
yeah.
at first she was okay because Graham ran over to Lala and Lala was like, hi, Graham, you're so big. And then, like, turns to Raquel and is like, so Saturday we're going to get. And Raquel's like, yeah, I'm excited. And
Raquel's yeah,
like,
I know. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
This is so weird. It's like you've already confirmed plans, but then you accidentally see them before your plan, like, sit-down chat, and it's like, oh, well, we can't, like, talk because, like, that's what Saturday's for.
Yeah. No, this was definitely not planned. I loved how you said that. I didn't even think of that. You are totally right. The producers had nothing to do with this.
And if they did, they totally did not tell Raquel. Like, they didn't tell any party, so, like, Raquel and James literally were coming in just to drop the dog off in their mind.
I know.
But the producers, like, asked with them.
And Lisa and Lala genuinely looked horrified.
Oh, my God. Neither parties wanted to see the others.
No, I loved it. Let's take a break from all the heavy stuff, even though that's our favorite, and we'll go shopping with the Toms.
Oh, beautiful. This is great. This is all the lighthearted, like, just, like, burning time I need. Them shopping in, like, a thrift store.
I love that, though, how he's, like, extra is your most extravagant self. Like,
yes.
I never thought of being extra that way until he said it, and I was like, I'm going to be extra more often. Your most extroverted self. I love it.
I thought that was really great because it's, like, basically bring out part of your personality that you want to, like, highlight to the extreme.
Yeah, except Tom Schwartz needs to stop with everything he's picking out. I'm like, that is it's totally extra Tom Schwartz, but at the same time, like, no one wants even normal Tom Schwartz.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop extroverting it.
Yes. But I love that they conveniently find a pair of, like, 9 feet long pants and say,
oh, my God.
That he bought some stilts. So these are perfect that he found them.
Okay. These were totally planted. Or he called ahead and was like,
that.
You have 9 foot pants. You have 9 foot tall pants.
He probably found those first, then ordered the stilts. Like, let's be honest.
Maybe. And he was like, put these on hold. I'm coming back in with my camera crew.
Yeah.
And they were like, okay.
Sure. If you really, like, we got stilts in the back. If you just want to buy them. No. I can't do all that.
I got the good ones. I really I read all the reviews.
Oh, God.
Then we have the Raquel and Lala meetup.
Okay, this is great. I love how awkward this was set up.
Okay, one, they didn't have to order at the counter. Did you notice that?
Yes, I was so angry. There were people standing up counter.
Yes. This one girl's like looking in her wallet for money, and Raquel's like, can I have a nice chai latte? And the lady behind the counter's like, sure. And I was like, all those poor fucking people are just probably just like, give me my, because they're LA, so I'm sure they see famous people all the time. So these losers, they're like D-listers. They're like, they get their fucking coffee before me.
And they get it hand delivered to their table. I was like,
oh my God.
The service.
They didn't need to call Raquel.
Yeah. We know who Raquel is.
So awkward. At first it was so, they're like, look at this chai. You look so cute. My chai latte.
I know, they're like, commenting on each other's outfits forever. She was like, you just look so girly. And she's like, you look like a boss bitch. And I'm like, oh my God, stop it. Right?
This was so real though. Like, that's how it would be. Exactly what I would go through. So I felt for them.
And
I was
like dressed to the nines, you know, to try and like make it less awkward. They probably like pepped themselves up by what they were wearing that day.
Oh my gosh. But then, was it Lala that kind of like, I'm glad you met with me? And Raquel was like, listen, before we go anywhere, we're going to get to the bottom. Which I was like, Raquel.
I was like, whoa,
oh my
girl,
God.
I was not ready for that. Because I thought she was going to just get like steamrolled basically by just Lala kind of like, not in a mean way, but just like kind of saying her piece about like how she's worried about James because that's what Lala came there for. But I was really proud about Lala being like, no, hold up. We need to chat. Like, if we're going to have a discussion, we need to talk about something else first, or I can take my chai tea to go.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I was like, Raquel.
You go, girl. You go.
Oh, my God. But, like, I even thought Raquel, if she's going to bring up, she'd be like, okay, Lala, listen. I didn't appreciate how you talked to me. But instead, she was like, listen up, girl. You spoke to me so fucking rude, and I want nothing to do with you if you're going to keep talking to me that way because I'm smarter than you think, and actually, Raquel does have a college degree. I don't know what Lala has, so boom, bam, whatever.
Yeah.
And Lala was like, my time is very precious to me, and I wouldn't waste my time on someone who's a true idiot.
Which is, like, totally the Lala way to say that, but I was just like, what? Who says that?
Honestly, I was like, oh, my God, Raquel's about to take her chai latte to go, you know? And then Raquel immediately was like, oh, my God, Lala, thank you so much for that.
I know, Raquel was like, thank you. I really appreciate you saying that. And I was like, the fuck? And my friend said my time is really precious. I wouldn't hang out with an idiot. I'd be like, fuck you.
She said true idiot. To me, meant like, Raquel's not a complete idiot. And then Raquel's
just
like,
thinks she's kind of an idiot.
Yeah, she's like, thanks so much. I think we're going to be really good friends now. And I was like, what? I loved it. Every fucking second of it, I loved. But then Raquel tells Lala that she drove James to her first AA meeting.
Yes.
She waited in the car for an hour. My heart melted.
She walked into the door and then waited in her car. And I was like, wow, Raquel is the most supportive person on this show. Like,
100%.
How nice. And
I want Raquel to be my friend. Anyone should want Raquel to be their friend because Raquel is clearly the kindest fucking friend on the show.
Yes.
She would do that with everyone.
And she forgives you when you cause drama.
oh, she's fantastic. And Lala's like tearing up. And honestly, I was kind of tearing up at this point. Like, I was like, that's so fucking cute. Especially the James part, which we're going to get to next. But I was like, Lala, I fucking feel you, girl. Like,
I know. Because I think this is a really genuine moment between all four parties. Like you said, we'll get to James and Lisa in a minute. But, like, I felt like Lala always has a really soft spot for James and knows that, like, they need to be friends from, like, afar right now because, like, it's not healthy for her to, like, be friends with him. But she still cares for him. So, like, this is a genuine, like, happy from Lala that, like, A, Raquel is supporting him because, like, she wants, like, her man to support her. So it's, like, she knows that, like, James needs a support system. She's happy for James that he's doing this for himself and that, like, it's all going to work out.
Yeah, and I think it's a good thing to kind of go through Raquel at this point because mm-hmm. she can help Raquel support James because that seems to be, like, kind of his only support system. But also, yeah. like, she can be there for Raquel, which ultimately will help James. You know, like, she's
yes.
just trying to help him indirectly, which I loved. I loved this whole part. These are my favorite scenes.
I agree because, like, Lala could have come in hot and, like, talked to James and been like, this is how you have to do your recovery. But, like we said many episodes, James won't do it unless he wants to do it. So it's like,
yeah.
I think Lala knows because she's been through it that, like, she needs to take a step back and not be the person who's, like helping him through this. Like, he needs Raquel. And so, like, if she can support Raquel, like you said, like, that's the best thing for James.
Yeah. So then we'll go to Villa Rosa. James comes to talk to Lisa.
This was
and this
also
is
an awkward
so,
greeting.
Oh, my God. I cringed this whole I was like, oh, my God, I hate how she didn't know, like, if Alicia should hug him. And then he
yeah, which
like,
I kind of like, though, because I think it signified to James that, like, this isn't the same. Like, our relationship is not the same right now. This is awkward. Like, we're not on the same page. I haven't been there for you. We haven't been speaking. So, like, it's not just going to snap back into place just because you, like, come up to my house. Like, I need to see some change. And I think, like, her being kind of cold, like, helped him in a way, like to talk to
yeah
him.
I think it definitely was good because it was real, like that's really
yeah.
what can happen to your relationship. But it was horrifying to watch. Like, I was
oh, yeah.
sitting there just like, ooh, I hate it.
And then Lisa scolds James for the text he sent, which
oh.
I'm really happy about because Lisa has yeah. never talked to James specifically about them. And she just, like, goes on a tangent and says, like, see, this is why you need to get help. Like, he says he doesn't do it whenever he's sober. And she's like, exactly. If that doesn't tell you something, then, like you need to get help. And he was just like, well, I have.
Oh, my gosh, I know. I can't believe she got the rage checks. Like, I was like, ooh, James is in fucking trouble.
Yeah.
And Lisa goes, like you said, Lisa kind of went in on him. And then he was like, I went to an AA meeting. And Lisa's tone was kind of, like, changed, you know? And he, like,
mm-hmm.
I was crying. James pulls out his chip, and he
yeah.
admitted that he was an alcoholic in the meeting.
Ugh. He said it was
and
such
you know,
a big deal to him to go, which it is. Like, how, like, that's such a low moment, I feel like, in your life, is, like, you finally admitted, I'm going to say, defeat, in a sense of, like, okay, you're admitting to yourself that you are an alcoholic by going and standing up and saying, like, hi, my name is James. I'm an alcoholic. Like, that's a really tough, like, look
yeah.
in the mirror type of moment.
I think when you say it, it becomes real.
Yeah.
Which is,
because
like,
every other
the
time
way for a lot
like,
of things.
Every other time, you're probably like, it's one drink. It's not that bad. I don't have a problem. It's under control. Like, you're lying to yourself. And so to finally, like, verbally, out loud, admit it, like, that's tough.
Yeah, and I think it's that way with anything. Like, I know for me, like, you know, even the smallest thing, if I don't say it out loud, it's almost like it's not happening.
Yeah.
But, like, this was so sad, and he said he'd listened to everyone else's stories in AA, and it was just, like, a wake-up call for him because he didn't want his life to end up like that. And then he starts crying, and I start
oh my
crying,
God.
And I didn't know what to do. And Lisa says, like, you can call me. Like, if you ever have doubts or you relapse and you decide to drink or something, like, I'll answer your calls now, like,
yeah.
'cause I know you want it.
Which I think this is great because this tells, like, this positively reinforces him, like
yeah.
knowing that, like, Lisa approves of this. And if you do screw up, like, she is still there for you. Like, she's never going to leave you. Like, she's so happy with the path you're going on that, like, this definitely, I think this will definitely encourage him. And if he does screw up, because I feel like it's, I feel like you're bound to screw up once, especially in those first early days, that, like, he still has a support system.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Also, we're about to get the James Kennedy apology tour, because part of AA is that you have to make amends with those you've hurt. And I think that's where you, because him and Katie are cool in present day right now.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, waiting to watch him apologize for calling her fat.
Which was
great
TV. I bet that wasn't filmed. I feel like that's something you wouldn't want to film. Like, you kind of need that to be a real honest conversation, and I don't think he would be as honest as he needs to be if it was filmed.
Maybe, but I think this conversation was super honest.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, he was very honest on Watch What Happens Live a few weeks ago whenever he said he regrets a lot of the stuff he's done.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely hope we see it, just because I want to see James grow. I think he has, like, a Stassi arc. Like, I've always loved Stassi, just because she has, throughout the seasons, changed and grown. And I think James kind of has that, too, you know? Like,
yeah,
even though
I
didn't like him his first season or, like, his second, and I've disagreed with him, like, I have seen this man struggle, and I just want to see him succeed so badly.
I know. I'm really happy for him. I think, like, we're going to see really great times and good times, and more of James, because he is sober, that I think it'll be, like, better content that is in this show.
Mm-hmm. So now I think it's time to head over to Jax and Brittany's house. Kristen comes over. It's literally, like, the three most boring people on the show all have one scene together.
They're, like, talking about this party, and Jax is so adamant that this is not his thing. He thinks this is so over the top. And he's overdressing up, and it says it's for being 25. Well, Jack, you're in your 40s, so yeah, it is for people younger than you. So, like, just stay home and take a nap.
Also, Jack, we literally just had to go through, like, 5 years of your wedding thing.
Yeah.
That was way more extravagant and extra than any party Tom Sandoval will ever throw. So, like, this is his wedding, because he's probably not going to have one. So just, like, let him have it.
Seriously,
Jesus,
let him have one day. You had 2 whole years of your wedding.
Like, I was like, it's not your birthday party, Jack. I hate when people do that, too, where, like, there's a birthday party, and maybe it is themed, and people are like, oh, we really have to dress up. I'm like, then don't go. Like, don't be a little bitch about it. It's not your birthday. No one cares about you and your feelings.
Yeah.
But then Brittany asked Kristen about Witches of WeHo, and we see that, like, Sheena told Kristen what Katie said about the shirts, and, like,
Kristen's not happy, obviously.
It's a fucking mess.
But also, like, Kristen kind of has a point, like, that they have, I didn't even realize, I mean, at this point in the actual show, that, like, they had a whole nother bottle coming out, so it's, like, the reason she's frustrated is because, like, she's doing all the promotion for this new bottle, and nobody's helping her. And I would be frustrated, too, because it's, like, okay, I get it, we can't be friends, but, like, at least do your part in our business.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I think the fact that there's business, there needs to be some sort of, they need to be cordial.
Yeah, because it doesn't even seem like they really have to work together. It's like, Katie, you just got to post a picture on your damn Instagram. Like, that's not difficult.
No, but whatever. Okay, next scene, because this one was ridiculous. We go to Tom and Ariana's house.
Oh, my God.
Tom's trying on his stilts.
So beautiful. I love that he's practicing. He wants to pee in the toilet.
And Ariana's like, Tom, no. And he's like, what?
Oh,
this scene
God.
Got me, too. But then we finally go to the birthday party, which the club looks lit.
This was everything.
Lit. This club's lit.
We have
Max.
Max and Brett walking in first. And this is, I think, my favorite costume. They're dressed up as Sandoval's old characters, because he doesn't dress in costume, he has characters. And the let's see, Max is Chip Hartley, and Brett is Misa Vanderhump.
Yeah. Oh, I loved it. So Chip Hartley was, like, that roller skating party.
Yeah.
Remember from, like, forever ago? Was it Chino's or something? Or
James, yeah, there was, like,
really,
I think, an 80s
there.
Party or something. Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. And Lisa, what was it, Visa?
Vanderhump, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's
that was
drag.
Oh, my God. That fucking cracked me up immediately. I was like, oh, my God, I know those people.
Well, Brett also says that that like Sandoval's costumes are legendary, Esther, and I'm like, wow, I love that people talk about this stuff.
He's so extra. I love him. Raquel and James are here. Logan and Lalo show up together, which I was like, ooh.
Lalo's Charlie, in like a prom dress.
Oh my god, yeah. Lalo looked pretty good.
Yeah.
But I was
could've done
like,
better. Like, come on, it's Lalo. Like she could have done
Lala.
It.
It's Lala. Charlie came with herself because
oh
she's extra
god.
All the time. I hate her.
She's the worst. She
adds nothing to the show. Stassi oh. is Marie Antoinette.
Beautiful. So
sassy. Jax came as extra annoyed that Sandoval is throwing an extra themed birthday party. Boo.
I'm extra hating Jax.
Sheena is extra sexy, and I did not hate it.
Loved this. This is where, like, whenever we were talking about, like, Sandoval's explanation, and it's just, like, be just, like, extroverted about whoever you are. I was like, this is on par, Sheena.
This
like,
is it.
I'm really proud of her.
This was it. This was 100. I think this was better. Like, I liked Stassi's costume better, but I think this grabbed Sheena more. Like, who Sheena was, her personality. This was Sheena. 100%.
Yeah, I agree. She went for
it. I fucking loved it.
Yep.
Sandoval and his dad are struggling. Tony's trying to
he was walking
get Sandoval.
So slow.
I was like, what car did they take here?
Oh, good point.
Did he bring the silks and put them on in the car?
Yes.
Why didn't Ariana help him?
Probably after. Ariana was probably like, F you, I'm done with this costume. Your dad can help
you.
You
peed all over my toilet seat, I'm done.
Yeah.
But Ariana, literally, I wrote that she's so supportive of this. Like, some of these girls, I have to give it up for Katie and Ariana. They just supported their dudes through all their stupid ass shit. It was great.
And Raquel.
Max falls on his roller skates, and I laughed so fucking hard. And then we have Raquel and Lala talk.
Yes, this was so weird because I thought this was going to go really well, but it didn't.
So we remember when James was at that party because we even said, like, he's driving, so he probably won't drink. But then Lala
like,
heard from...
before he went to AA, so he wasn't really committed, to be honest.
Yes. So then Lala told Logan about her meeting with Raquel, and Logan told Lala, oh, James, I think, was at this party, and I thought everyone was wasted. But no one ever said James was wasted. It was just, like, everyone at this party was wasted. So I was like...
I think it's just, like, a cautionary thing of, like, hey, it seems like he may not have been sober like he said. So just, like, while he's making great strides, let's just, like, be cautious. That's how I took it.
Oh, no. I took it differently. I think I took it more how Raquel took it, where I was kind of, like, one, Lala wasn't really their friend at this point, so I don't think Lala should be commenting on anything before her coffee date with Raquel, you know? And two, like, it was, like you said, it was before his AA meeting, so, like, maybe we don't mention it. And I thought it was, like, a bad place to do it, and the fact that Logan got brought up into it because then the whole sex thing with Logan came into play.
Yeah, I know. Bringing Logan up was not a good idea, but I think Lala's concern was there, and maybe her, like, it wasn't expressed correctly, but I think she was trying to, like, caution Raquel of, like, you're seeing great strides now, but this is going to be a struggle these first few months, I'm sure.
Yeah, maybe, but I just don't think that's the way Raquel needed support. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Then, because Raquel was even, like, he's not drinking tonight, you know, I really do think it's one of those, like, take it one day at a time kind of thing, and, like, let's just not go back.
Yeah,
we went
back. You can't look backwards or talk about him getting drunk because, like, it's about what he's doing today and, like, right now.
Yeah, and then we went even further back, and Lala was like,
Logan's
this was
so bad
because he lied for James about the stuff hooking up. And Raquel's like, maybe, no, he lied about it. And I was like, ooh, we still don't know what's real.
I know. What do you think? What's your thoughts?
I used to think that James totally hooked up with Logan, right?
Yeah.
And I still kind of think that, but I don't think it's really anyone's business but James's.
Yeah.
Is that bad?
No,
like,
no, no.
James doesn't want to tell people, he shouldn't have to.
No, I agree. I think they did, because the way Lala was talking about it tonight, it seems like it was like a, like some type of bet happened. So it wasn't like,
yeah,
they hooked up just like because like James wanted to like hook up with him. It just, it seemed like something happened and he was like, I'm sure they were drunk. So he was like, all right, let's do it. And so they like made out or did something. And it wasn't, it doesn't seem as serious as like other people are making it out to be. But again,
yeah,
like, I'm sure James woke up the next morning and was like, that didn't happen. Like, and just doesn't want to talk about it.
Well, if we remember correctly, before it was everyone like, oh my God, James and Logan hooked up. Like, almost like, I don't want to say homophobic, but almost kind of like, ooh, like,
yeah,
ugh, we can't believe it. But then like, remember when Ariana and Lala hooked up and for a little bit, neither one of them said anything about it. Like,
yeah,
they're more like, it's no one's business. And then they came out about it. And
yeah,
we had a Brittany and Kristen kiss that like Brittany still kind of fucking denies. And like, I don't know where Kristen is about it. But like, I feel like these friends are just kind of incestuous and like, whatever, like same sex doesn't matter. Maybe like, maybe you're comfortable enough in your own whatever that you're like, yeah, it's, it happened, two girls, two guys, whatever. I don't know.
It seems like every one of these has been like a really personal moment, besides the Chris and Brittany stuff, that was so dumb. But like for Lala and Ariana, it was like kind of a personal moment. They were both drunk too, so it's just like Tom was the one talking about it, so I think it's like other people talking about it when they're not, like when the people involved aren't the ones. So maybe it's like James not being able to, like, I don't know, not like spin it his own way, but tell his own version. Like, he's never really been given that chance. Like, it just became a rumor, and I think he's like pissed about the rumor.
Yeah, that's true. I see that. All I know is, like, I was kind of just like, ooh, we shouldn't have gone that far back. Like,
no, yeah, that was not good. I think this little drama will kind of keep the rest of the season alive until we get an engagement.
I think Logan's just trying to, I don't know why Logan's still here.
I don't know either.
Well, he's friends with Lala, but that's all I got.
I guess.
Whatever.
It's just odd, but whatever.
We have Sheena waving her little whip around. And then, did you see cameo from Kayla from the challenge?
No.
Yeah. Kayla from the challenge. And I know her and Sheena are friends because they both lived in Vegas for a while. And Sheena was really good friends with Kayla's now ex-boyfriend that she dated for, like, years.
Yeah.
And so I know they're friends. So I'm watching this and I'm like, oh my God, is that Kayla from the challenge? Because she even yells like, go Sheena. And I was like, oh my God, she's on there a long time.
Dang. No, I did not see that.
Yeah. If you guys are challenge fans. Yeah.
Check it out. Go back and watch.
It was there. But whatever. Now Kayla's in Florida, so it really doesn't matter. Goodbye.
Well, we get Sandoval being even more extra with an outfit change at his own party, which I appreciated, and I'm sure he had to do this because those stilts looked horrible.
Dying. He couldn't wear those 9-foot pants everywhere, and then you can't change your pants. You have to have a whole new outfit.
True. You got to commit to the difficulty.
Also, did you catch Tom's dad, like, dry-humping Brittany?
Yes! That was so weird.
Oh my God, the fact that Brittany didn't run away. I was like, Brittany!
That was so uncomfortable. Oh, my God. But even better than that is that the candles on the cake would not light or stay lit.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I know. Ariana was, like, really trying.
I know. So then he, like, there's one lit, and then it goes out before he can even blow it out.
And he's like, I made a wish.
Yeah.
Bye. Like, and I was like, oh, God. But,
all right. Next, we get Katie and Stassi having a little chat about Katie wants to do a wine night.
Girls' night with the girls,
and she starts listing people, and one name is conveniently not said, which is Kristen's.
And then her ears must have been burning. She walked on right on over.
Yes, I was like,
this girl's crazy.
Well, she sees Stassi and Katie talking, and it's probably like, oh, they're talking about me.
I'm gonna go crash it. See,
yeah.
I'm like the opposite. When I know people are talking about me, I'm like, I'm just going to ignore it. But Kristen's like, got to take it by the horns. Let's go.
I feel like I send somebody over. I'm like, go listen to their conversation and report back.
but Kristen is really worried about this wine.
Yeah.
Stassi's like, I'm in it as long as our contracts are. But the minute my contract's over, I'm out.
Yeah, which I was like, I mean, it makes sense. Like, their friendship is clearly falling apart, that there's no reason to keep a business running, but, like, they're kind of stuck in it. So it's like, all right, we'll do all we can. But I was, like, shocked at how honest they were, especially on TV. Like, you're still trying to sell this wine.
Yeah, and then Stassi started, like, she was going off. Not on Kristen, but just, like, at Kristen about, like, whatever she wanted to say. She kind of blew up. Even Katie, I felt like, was like, ooh, okay.
Well, she was saying, like, Stassi was saying, like, my heart's not in this brand. I have 8 million things going on, and I'm starting
to
be selfish.
That makes me a shitty person, whatever
yeah,
she said.
Like,
if that makes
I'm
me selfish.
Yeah, which, like, it is, but, like, I don't falter for it. Like, in business, you kind of have to be a little selfish.
Agreed. And then Kristen turns to Katie and starts, like, oh, I heard you were talking smack about my shirt line, and Katie's kind of like, whatever. Like, she,
yeah.
I think she just is like, shouldn't have said it, but did, so I'm just going to, like, ignore you now.
Yeah.
And then Kristen's like, I can't believe this is happening. My sisters, and both Stassi and Katie were like, we're not sisters. And
oh,
I was
so shocked at, like, how quickly they're like, we're not sisters.
Ooh.
We haven't been for a while. Which, like,
so bad. And
been, but it's like, yikes, this is the first time they're basically like, F you, we're done.
Yeah, and like, Katie has a crimped hair and she's yelling at Kristen, which just makes it twice as bad for me. And then Kristen, like, walks away because she's kind of like...
Well, Katie goes, I don't know you anymore, and Kristen just walks out. Like,
I kind of
oh
felt
God.
Bad for Kristen at this point. I was like, ooh, is she just like... I don't know. I just don't
but
like
I think
these
this
people
is what's
alone.
Needed,
but
like they're at
yeah.
her wit's end. Like
also, she's
like,
fucking old. Like she should
yeah.
get it together. She's Jackie's age.
Well, because the thing is, like, Stassi earlier at the pool party said, like, I just like I can't talk about anything in her life because it's basically all Carter stuff. So if I can't talk about that, and I'm just walking on eggshells, then like, what are we doing, basically?
Yeah. Well, they're not sisters. Boom.
No, I don't think Kristen felt that the same way. I feel like Kristen, I don't know who said this. I guess it must have been like Katie earlier, but that Kristen just loves being a mess, basically.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
It's kind of true that like they're tired of like this fighting and this dumb bullshit stuff that it's like, okay, we want to be done with this, but like you don't, so like we have to cut you out.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's cringy, but, like, you know. And then we go to, really quick, like, Lala and Raquel just kind of aren't friends anymore, and Raquel's kind of telling James what happened, and
yeah.
Lala's telling Logan what happened and some other girl that, like, I don't know who she is. But then James is like, I'm not going to let Logan be the one that makes me drink tonight, which I was very
I
proud
really
of.
Like, yeah. I think him looking at this as, like, a challenge, like, you're not going to get to me, is going to be the best thing for him.
Yeah. So, that's where it ended.
Which is crazy.
Really quick.
We got a juicy episode.
I know. This is great. Before I go into next time, so we're on Geek Nerdery, the Geek Nerdery Podcast Network, and they have a challenged one, right? And someone posted in there the screenshots of Kayla at Sheena's party, or
no
at
way.
By Sheena at this party. Yeah, you'll have to go look. It's actually, like, so funny.
Wait, is that how you realized it, or did you see it on your own, too?
No, I saw it on my own, and I'm just seeing now that someone posted this. I'm totally
oh, yeah.
going to comment on this and be like, I totally saw this.
Oh, my God. And then, oh, that's crazy. I'm looking at him now. Yeah, I did. I totally missed her.
Yeah.
How
so,
beautiful.
Go check it out. Well, next time on Vanderpump Rules, Ariana and Lisa go horseback riding and look at horse penises. Did you see the next time or am I just
yes,
telling you?
Yes, I actually watched
okay.
it this time. Because it doesn't come up whenever I stream it on my TV at my apartment, but I record it at my parents' house now, like on the actual DirecTV box.
Okay.
So I sit and watch.
Sheena is called a middle-aged woman by Brett.
Yes. To her face!
Jack has a themed birthday party, which I don't understand why he threw a big fit about a themed birthday party.
Right? You're too old for it, Jack. Like, that's for 25-year-olds.
I cannot. Tom and Tom TV Jackson's house.
I love it.
Lala.
This is the content I need.
Lala and Raquel fight again.
Yeah.
This death chai latte did not do anything for this friendship.
Nope, neither did those compliments about the outfits.
Mm-mm. And then Schwartz yells at Katie, and then, like, Sandoval tries to, like,
get
him
to stop.
Diminish the situation, but I don't think it worked.
Oh, man. That'll be an interesting fight. Because, well, we also get the girls' night, but it seems like that fighting is at, like, a different night. So it looks like they all get together. Like, the girls get together, and then they do, like, a co-ed hangout, too.
And this might be Jax's theme birthday, is it not? What's his theme? I forgot.
I think it was, like, 70s or 80s or something. It had to be 70s, I think.
Okay.
Because he was in, like, an afro and, like, a crop top.
I guess we'll see. I don't know. I'm excited, though. I think the storyline with James, Raquel, and Lala, I'm really excited about. Because
yeah.
I think they just released a new song. James and Lala did, so...
They're friends now, so I'm excited to see kind of some bad times, and then we can go
James.
To some good times.
And James was on Lala's podcast with Randall, and from what it looked like, it looked funny, and, like, they were getting along really well, so
That's good. I might listen
to it, might not. I don't know. It depends how bored I get in quarantine, but.
Did you hear that Jax and Tom Sandoval haven't seen each other since his wedding?
What? Since his wedding?
Or maybe haven't talked to each other. Maybe they've seen each other, but they haven't talked.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that was in our Facebook group, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't read the article, but I was kind of just like, honestly, reading about Jax just gets my blood boiled at this point. So, like, I kind of just, like, fuck him, you know?
I think we all feel you.
Ugh. But yeah, so.
Let's do some accepted and blocked.
Oh, I know. Okay. I, this week, am going to accept James.
Nice.
I think him, you know, going to his AA meeting and admitting that he's an alcoholic and he's not going to let Logan be the one to make him drink. I loved it. I loved it all. I'm happy James is back and getting some screen time. That's all we want in life.
I
love James. I think I have really high hopes. I obviously know he's, like, 9 months sober now. So, like, you know, I get it. Like, I know he has success. I just want to see the success come out, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And I loved how genuine this looks. Like, I feel like he gets beat up a lot by his cast members about, like, what edits he gets and what storylines he gets to have. But, like, this is his true life that, like, this is a big struggle and this is – a big reason, like, his alcoholism is a big reason. He's basically kind of not on the show because he's not allowed to DJ places, and a lot of the cast hates him. So I'm hopeful that they won't, you know, look on this negatively, but just be really happy for him. Even if they don't want to be friends with him, you can still be happy for somebody, like, finding success.
Agreed. Who do you accept?
I am going to accept his better half, Raquel.
Oh, I love it.
I was so shocked at how, like, much she has stood up for herself this episode.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, sticking true to herself. She's just, like, a really nice person. So I was, like, happy how she handled the Lala stuff, how she handled telling James the bad news, and, like, how supportive she is with James. I think she's just killing it. And I think she's the reason he's getting sober. So I really commend her.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I'm glad we picked both of those.
Yes, me too. They deserve it.
Okay, and you go first with Black.
Oh, this is so hard because it's between our normal, like, suspects.
And there was no one I, like, hated this episode. So.
No, like, I mean, Danica still isn't around enough to, like, truly do too much blocking. She just sucks, so, like, I'm just going to let her be there. But I am blocking Jax. I am so tired of hearing about how much money he spent on this damn wedding. And how he deserves really great gifts and how he wants a jet ski and he does this and him. I'm so over it because, like, him and Brittany could have opened those presents in a normal way and, like, I would have been fine with it. But he constantly has to talk about, like, how everybody else is affecting him or what's going on with him. It's like, how is Sandoval's party, like, how are you, like, bashing on Sandoval's party right now? Like, you're not even at it yet. So, like, why is this a big deal that you have to pick out an outfit? And then you have a theme party, like, the next week. Are you kidding me? He just, like, makes me want to throat punch him.
Yeah, no, I get it. I'm actually not going to blast someone from a usual suspect because this person just, like, craves 15 minutes of fame, but I'm going to block Logan.
I think he's
trying to start shit. I agree. Instead of, you know, I'm sure Lala went to him and was like, Raquel and I met up today. Everything's cool. I'm going to try and help with James' recovery. And Logan and James aren't friends anymore. So I'm sure Logan said something along the lines of, like, well, are we sure James is sober? Like,
yeah.
It seems like
Logan saw it on, like, social media. Well, like, everybody looked wasted. It didn't seem like he was there or, like, actually involved with the scenario.
And
he was just, like, wanting to start shit.
Exactly. And anytime a camera points at me, I probably act stupid for it. Like, my friends could be taking a Snapchat, and I'll be like, oh, hey, it's me. Just because that's what you kind of do when a camera's, like, pointed at you. But, like, I might be dead-ass sober, so you don't know.
It's hard to be sober when everybody else is shit-faced, so you're just going to act like an idiot to try and fit in until you feel comfortable with, like, how to act, I'm sure.
Yeah, I just, like, I'm not a huge fan of Logan, so I'm out. He's blocked. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, I think that's the end of our show. Everyone stay really safe during coronavirus. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe because you're not doing anything else probably.
And join our
Facebook
group because we
want to talk about anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't ask for your opinions this week, but please, like, let us know if you agree or disagree with anything.
Yeah, we'll start a discussion after the fact. That'll be fun. So we'll let everybody listen tomorrow and then we'll kind of comment in there.
Yeah. I'll remember to post tomorrow and be like, listen to our episode. Let us know your thoughts. Sorry I didn't ask before. I forgot. Sorry.
And I promise I'll do it this time. I just realized last week I said I was going to comment after watching the trailer, which I've watched, and I never commented. My apologies.
It's okay, because I didn't even make the post. It's fine. We were both off. We're getting used to this.
Listen,
our quarantine routine.
The weeks are melding together. The days, the everything, the hours. It's so difficult.
I forgot
so.
Vanderpump existed until 3 p.m. today. So
We all need a little grace this time.
Well, talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.